AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. Anderson Lee Aldrich worked out a plea deal in the shooting deaths of five people at an LGBTQ plus nightclub in Colorado Springs.
To those five counts of murder in the first degree, how do you plead?
Guilty.
It spares Aldrich the death penalty. The victims called Aldrich a monster and coward who hunted down revelers in a calculated attack on a sanctuary for the LGBTQ plus community. Putin speaks. Russian President Vladimir Putin thanked his nation for unity and Wagner fighters for avoiding bloodshed after the revolt. What happened over the weekend? The mini-insurrection by the leader of the Wagner group? This is National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
It's just too soon to know what impacts this is going to have on Ukraine and on Russia, quite frankly, throughout Europe.
Yevgeny Prigozhin says he wasn't seeking to stage a coup, but was acting to prevent the destruction of Wagner, his private military company. President Biden is pledging every household in America will have high-speed internet access by the end of the decade.
The president says more than $40 billion will be distributed across the country to deliver high-speed access to places where there's either no service or service is too slow.
High-speed internet isn't a luxury anymore. It's become an absolute necessity.
The president says some 24 million Americans don't have it. By 2030, they all will, characterizing it as a generational investment in a household utility.
Not unlike what Franklin Delano Roosevelt did, we brought electricity to nearly every American home and farm in our nation.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Susan Lawrence, a white woman accused of firing through her door and fatally shooting a black mother in front of her 9-year-old son in Central Florida, has been charged today with manslaughter and assault. This is AP News. An international group of agencies, including the Coast Guard, are looking into the implosion of the Titan submersible in the Atlantic. Five people were killed.
Salvage operations from the ocean floor, roughly 1,600 feet from the Titanic, are underway to determine the cause, says Chief Investigator, U.S. Coast Guard Captain Jason Neubauer.
My primary goal is to prevent a similar occurrence by making the necessary recommendations to enhance the safety of the maritime domain worldwide.
He says there will be a formal hearing with witnesses. The Coast Guard led the initial search, Rear Admiral John Mauger.
The Coast Guard doesn't charge for search and rescue, nor do we associate a cost with human life.
The international effort likely cost millions of dollars, according to experts. I'm Julie Walker.
The Motion Picture Academy says Angela Bassett and Mel Brooks will receive honorary Oscars. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.